Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio and internet ministry. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let me ask you a debatable question. When was it most difficult to be a Christian mother? In 1925 or in 2002? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, on this Mother's Day, we stop to thank you for all of the blessings that we have received through our mothers. We thank you, O God, that many of them brought us to the faith, were the first to tell us about your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, were the first to teach us how to pray. God, we can only thank you for those servants who so ably led us to the throne of grace. And now today we pray for each mother. We pray that they may understand the greatest responsibility that they have is to bring that child to know the Savior. We pray, O God, that they may be spiritually strong, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil as they lead their children in word and deed to you, their heavenly Father. Hear our prayer, which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweetness the banner was there.
friends in Christ, let me ask you a debatable question. Was it more difficult to be a Christian mother in 1925 than it is in 2002? After giving this question some thought, how would you vote? Well, let's just take a look. And so that we're not comparing apples to oranges, let us have in mind two mothers whose lives are committed to Jesus Christ. Shall we take a peek into the life of a mother in 25 and in 2002? Well, it's Monday morning, way back there many, many years ago. Mother was going to do the washing. It was quite an event. By the time it got all done, most of Monday had gone by. You remember what it was like? Well, I don't in 1925, but I began to get a pretty good look at it by the year 1930. I remember the tubs that Mother had, that she had to boil the water, that there was a scrub board. And once in a while, as I got older, she would say to me, "Why don't you come down in the basement where the laundry was and turn the wringer for me?" I started with great enthusiasm, but I didn't last very long. Well, today, and I do a lot of washing since my wife had her stroke, I don't find it to be that difficult. The detergents are great, and all you have to do is push a few buttons on first the washer and then the dryer, and it seems to come out just exactly the way that you want it to. Now, on Tuesday in our home when I was a kid, it was ironing day. And that was a long procedure, too. For my mother was of the persuasion that every last thing, including our socks, had to be ironed. You didn't take anything out and just begin to wear it. Not so today. I have checked with a lot of women because now I'm doing supposedly the ironing too, if any has to be done. These new fabrics, the polyesters and all the rest, make it possible for a good friend of mine to say, "You know, I don't even own an iron anymore." Now then, let's go to the rest of the week. And we don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but just to get a feeling. You know, as far as we've come so far, you'd have to say that motherhood in 1925 was a bit more difficult than it is in 2002. There's the baking, and there was a lot of baking that was being done. Where did they do it? They did it over a hot stove, didn't they? They did it where there was no relief from the heat, especially if it were in the summertime. But out of those stoves came some beautiful baking. The bread. It could melt in your mouth. I remember when we began to buy bread in the store, we thought that was just great. But now we kind of go back to that homemade bread. The cakes and the pies and all the rest. Recently my wife said to me, "We have to go to a potluck and they've asked us to bring a cake. Would you go to the store and get a cake mix?" Well, I went to the store and got that cake mix and came home, and I said to her, "Let me do this." So under her supervision, and it didn't take very much, we had a cake. Now, that is no great chore. Canning and preserving, especially in the summer and the fall of the year. The deep freeze has pretty well taken care of that. So I guess if I were to vote right now, I would have to say that it was more difficult, in my opinion, to be a mother in 1925 than it is in 2002 when it comes to the routine duties of keeping the family clean, well-fed, and well-clothed. When some of the mothers went to bed way back there in those days, They were physically exhausted. Now note, because we're going to make a distinction here. They were physically exhausted. They had done a lot of hard, laborious work. But there's more. There's a raising of the children. Now we have to ask the question, when was it the more difficult? In 1925 or in 2002? Take a look at some of the things that you were and you are yet involved with. The school and all that is involved. Now, I can't remember, and we soon forget a lot of these things, but I think that going to school was pretty simple as far as my mother and father were concerned. There was very little that was done after school hours. Or maybe during the course of a school year, three or four times, they'd have a school concert, or if your child played some kind of a sport, and mostly it was only football, basketball, and baseball, that was it. They might have gone to an athletic event, not all of them, but they would perhaps try to see one or two so that the kid would know that they were being supported. Well, that's not quite so today, is it? School and educating the child in 2002 is almost a job in itself. There is a regular school day, and there are the conferences and all of the parental supervision of the child as far as seeing that the work is done. But there are these extracurricular activities. There are 9 different sports, I think, offered in our school system, and maybe I've missed some. The dramatics. There's music. Some marvelous things are happening. I'm not speaking against a one of these things. But as I watch our grandchildren, I can see that their dads and moms have a full-time job just transporting them from one event to the other besides going themselves. There's an awful lot going on after school. And then if you want to follow up on that, there's music lessons and there's this kind of a lesson and that kind of a lesson. The other night, I helped transport our granddaughter. She had come from a private violin lesson and going on to a soccer meeting. Quite an interesting time. She had been in school all day. Now, what about the religious training? Because you know, you have committed those children to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you have brought the child to the baptismal font. Others of you in churches that do not have infant baptism have brought them to be dedicated. And there each one has said that we're going to take that child home and we're going to introduce the child to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in 1925, it wasn't that difficult, if the parents had a desire to do so, to take that child and sit him down after the evening meal or breakfast or whenever it might have been, and would have family devotions. And they would see father and mother praying. And soon they would be asked if they would like to say a little prayer. They were in the process of introducing their children to the Lord Jesus Christ. How is it today? Not very easy, is it? Oh, you try to get to church on Sunday morning, but there are so many activities going on. And now we have all of these athletic events that are not connected with the school, but with other organizations. And some of them start at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, no, this is church day? And have the child get angry at you? I guess I'd vote that way. But I also can see how difficult it really is. How are you going to have that family devotion when there are 17 different ways that the different family members have got to go? Not easy, is it? And then there's the temptations. Now, we all know that kids are no better today than they ever were. We had the same sinful nature then that kids have today. But we read about some terrible things that are happening today. Why is it? Well, the media is, of course, right on it, and they're telling us all that is happening. But besides that, there was a tremendous amount of temptation. There was temptation back in my day, too. But most always, it was something that Dad and Mom could take care of. And if we happened to fall, just a brief visit from a policeman would put the fear of God into the child's soul.